We are under attack as a church, both Baltimore and Greater Grace at large, and this is not new. We've been under attack for years and years and years. But there are certain specific strategies that Satan will use against individual churches. And ours, because we are fruitful, ours is also under attack. People are surprised when the attack comes. They don't get the attack. Like, people are surprised when somebody attacks a fruitful church. Like, there's no warfare. Well, there is a warfare, and we're under attack because there's a warfare. And quite frankly, if you are plucking souls out of the enemy's camp, out of the world, then the enemy's going to have something to say about it. When the Americans came into Iraq, the Iraqis started shooting. The Iraqis didn't start shooting until Americans came into Iraq. When born-again believers start making a difference in Satan's backyard, Satan's going to start shooting. It's that simple. And we're told about this in the scriptures, and yet it phases people. It blows their minds. In Luke chapter 6, verse 26, the Word of God says, "Woe unto you when men speak well of you, because that's what your fathers did of the false prophets." Woe unto you when men speak well of you. In other words, watch out, you're in trouble. When men speak well of you, woe unto you. When the world speaks well of you, woe unto you. When carnal Christians speak well of you, woe unto you. Because that's what they did with the false prophets. Well, that's bad news. That is really bad news. In Matthew 5:11, the Word of God says, "Blessed are you when men revile you because of the gospel, when they persecute you. Blessed are you, for great is your reward." How do we reign? Because we suffer the persecutions of Christ. People get very disturbed by the warfare. Believers get very disturbed by the warfare because they don't understand warfare. They'll see a believer, or they'll see an organization or a church that is fruitful. Happened to Billy Graham. Happened to Maranatha. Happening to us. In this area, happened to Open Door. If you're going to be a fruitful believer, Satan's going to start shooting at you. And who's he going to use? The world and carnal Christians. In other words, those who are available to him. How do I know that it's Satan that's using them? Because in Revelations 12:10, the Word of God says that Satan has the ministry of accusation. He is the accuser of the brethren. And why does he accuse them? Because the ones that he is accusing are the fruitful brethren. Job, he accused Job before God. He said, the only reason why Job loves you, the only reason why Job is faithful, is because you put a hedge around him and everything's really good for him. Take away the hedge, take away the stuff, give him some trials and he's going to curse your name. He said that to God twice in Job chapter 1 and in Job chapter 2. He said it twice. And God said, fine, let's test him. Because God knew what was in Job's heart. And in the end, Job did great. Why? Because God knew what was in Job's heart. Our ministry is under attack. I don't know all the details of the attack. I know some of them. And you know what? I'm not worried about it that our ministry is under attack. Actually, I'm glad our ministry is under attack because we are under attack for being fruitful, for being soul winners. My golly, we got, 200 some odd teens that we've sent out into the world for missionaries to start churches, to win souls, to make disciples, to send out to other places in the world to start churches. Our little group may be small, but it's a small part of a very large international ministry that's winning souls all over the world, including here. And Satan doesn't like it. And so he's going to attack. Believers who are not taught in warfare. I actually heard of believers that don't believe the warfare even exists. Which is amazing deception. Well, you know what? If the Iraqi soldiers could get the Americans to believe that they don't even exist, how safe do you think the American soldiers would be? Right? It's dangerous enough knowing that they're there. What if you didn't know they're there? Then you're a total casualty. You don't have a chance. I don't worry about it when people attack me. I worry about it if they don't. Because if they stop attacking, and I'm not saying it has to be constant all the time, but as a life, if they stop attacking, that scares me. Because that must mean that I've stopped being fruitful in some way or another. Because I'm no longer making a difference in the warfare. I always find it interesting who the attackers are. The unfruitful always attack the fruitful. Like some of the attackers I know personally, and some of them I don't know, I just know about them. I don't know a single attacker who has any godly fruit in their life, except perhaps being born again. But they're not soul winners. If they're preachers, they're not good preachers. They don't have any kind of outreach in their life to speak of, except to attack fruitful ministries. They do take on Satan's ministry of accusation. That's their fruit. Well, my Bible says that a tree is known by its fruit, and that a bad tree cannot produce good fruit, and a good tree cannot produce bad fruit. That's what my Bible says. And you know what? I bet if you look for it, your Bible says the same thing. The Bible said, expect attacks, expect persecutions. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and speak all sorts of evil against you for my name's sake, because of me. Woe unto you when men speak well of you, because that's what your fathers did of the false prophets. I always wonder if I see a story about a preacher that's positive. And once in a while, that's not a harmful thing. That's fine. But generally speaking, if somebody's out there in the spotlight and it's always positive, but the world is always praising them, the world, Satan's domain, is always praising them, what's wrong? I don't judge them, but, whoa. I wouldn't want to be a part of that. If I didn't have this church, I'd be looking for a church that's under fire. Why? Because they're doing something right. That's why they're under fire. That means that they are making a difference in the spiritual warfare in the enemy's kingdom, and the enemy is going to attack right back. I can't shoot at a soldier if I'm a soldier and not have that soldier shoot back. There's only two types of quote soldiers. Because every Christian is meant to be a spiritual soldier. There's only two types of soldiers that don't get shot at. The dead ones and the ones that aren't in action. If I stay back at home all comfortable and watching my television instead of getting on the front line, I'm not going to be shot at. I'm exactly where the enemy wants me. He's happy with me there. Because I'm making no difference. But if I'm on the front line and I've got my armor and I've got my sword and I'm whacking off the enemy's head, he's going to have something to say about it. Believers are so surprised when persecution comes. Don't be surprised when it comes. Be surprised when it doesn't. Because we were promised persecutions. We were promised trials. We were promised tribulations. We were promised the attack. What did they say about Christ when he cast out a demon? So, oh, he has a devil. Christ was accused of having a devil. Oh, he's possessed by a demon. Well, the servant's no greater than his master. If it happened to Christ, it's going to happen to us if we are manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. Now, in this ministry, souls get saved. Lives get transformed. The gospel is preached in fullness in the full counsel of God. The day that stops being the case is the day you should start looking for a different ministry. But as long as that is the case, then I'm in a good place. Why? Because it is where the Holy Spirit is moving through men. It is where the life of God is present. Carnal will always attack fruitful. Always. Two reasons why. Both of them actually in the end come down to the same thing. On an individual human level. One, carnal doesn't like other people's fruit because it reveals their own darkness. And two, carnal is very sensitive to the enemy in terms of listening and repeating. Believers can have their vocal cords taken over by the atmosphere because they are willing participants. And they don't even know they're willing participants, but when they speak negativity, when they speak accusation, when they speak unkindness, things contrary to the fruits of the Spirit, their vocal cords are being used by the atmosphere. It's plain and simple. So when you have one church that's attacking another church, I'll guarantee you the churches that's being attacked is fruitful and the one that's doing the attacking is not. Why? Because the fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruitful always get attacked by the unfruitful. Satan's kingdom is always going to attack God's kingdom. It's always going to accuse them. It's always going to attack them. And they're going to use whatever means they can. Dr. Stevens, the founder of our church, this is a man like no man I've ever met. First thing he did was memorize the New Testament, then he went and memorized most of the old one. He could preach a message out of his head with no notes and give you the Greek and the Hebrew. His ability in the Word of God was unparalleled by anybody I know or that I've even heard of. That man was so heavily persecuted in this country. Why? Because he was a soul winner. He is personally responsible for the salvation of approximately 20 million souls. 10 million in Russia in 1 week alone. Tell me, do you think Satan's going to stand for that? Oh, look at that. All these people are getting saved right out of my world system and I'm trying to attack God and I'm contrary to God and I'm God's enemy and all these people are getting saved right out of my world system. How wonderful is that? You think that's what Satan's going to say? Of course not. He's not stupid. He's an enemy, but he's not stupid. He's got supernatural brilliance. And in heaven, he was the covering cherub. If you want to know who Lucifer was, read Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. In heaven, he was the covering cherub. He's got supernatural intelligence, and because he was the covering cherub, he has even more intelligence than just about any of the angels. God's elect. Since that time, God promoted angels. But in his day, he was top dog. And people are surprised when something happens that's demonic. And you know what they'll say? Well, there's smoke, there's fire. Oh, who's kindling the fire? And maybe the fire is there because the Holy Spirit's fire is there and some fool is trying to put it out and that's why you have smoke. People need to be careful what they read, what they listen to. Make sure that it lines up with the Word of God. If it's an accusation, I simply won't receive it if it is true or not. Why? Because Satan is the accuser of the brethren. God did not accuse anyone according to what is true. God said they are covered in the blood. So even a true, factual accusation in the end winds up being trampling on the blood of Christ. Because Revelation 1:5, my iniquities were washed in the blood and God remembers them no more. I can't touch another believer. True or false, I cannot touch another believer. Romans 14:4, I can't touch another believer. He stands before God alone before his own master and stand he will. God will make him stand. Satan has fruits also. Right? Someone who's been fellowshipping with Satan's kingdom has also produces a type of fruit. Accusation is high on the list. Negativity is high on the list. Pride is high on the list. Emotional rebellion is high on the list. That's what iniquity is, emotional rebellion. And like we said a couple of weeks ago, emotional rebellion, iniquity, is what energizes evil, Satan's kingdom. And that which is behind emotional rebellion is pride. That's the source of it. A person who's been fellowshipping with Satan's kingdom will manifest these fruits. A person who's been fellowshipping with their flesh will manifest different fruits. Things like lust, lack of faith, things like that. Adulteries, things like that. A person who's been fellowshipping with the kingdom of God walks in faith, trusts the promise, keeps winning souls, regardless of how things look, regardless of the attack, and that person receives the promise of God, and in heaven that person will face God at the bema seat just like every other single born-again believer, and he will be rewarded. But we're under attack, and don't be surprised. And the attacks are going to get worse. They're not going to get better. We'll have respites, but they will get worse. I will guarantee it. As long as we are effective, they will get worse. Don't be surprised. And sometimes it'll come from people who were once in our ministry, who something happened, negativity of some sort got in because they didn't guard their hearts. Satan managed just to use them, and now he uses their vocal cords. And sometimes it'll come from people who are never in our ministry. The nonsense that I've heard from people telling me about the attacks is just bizarre. Well, the accuser of the brethren, what do you want? He accuses them before our God day and night. They're not going to relent. So if you're called to this church, welcome to greater grace. You're going to get attacked. Why? Because we're fruitful. Good tree can't produce bad fruit. Bad tree can't produce good fruit. This is God's tree, along with many other wonderful ministries. But this is certainly one of them. Maranatha is one of them. Billy Graham was one of them. I find it interesting. They're saying the same things on the internet about Billy Graham that they say about us. I say, hey, we're in good company. So anyway.